It was of a different age than the village. There was no tarnish on it at all. Old, but not that old. Something or someone at some time had pushed aside the sand in front of the doors. It was grass-grown sand, but it had been disturbed. Johnny frowned. This building was not like the rest. It was in a fair state of preservation. Somebody had put metal sheets on the windows, and the metal was quite different from any in the rest of the town. It showed no signs of corrosion. Somebody had given this building special treatment. He backed up to get a better overall view. It was indeed a different kind of building, fewer windows, block solid. As an experienced tracker, Johnny studied the time differences here. Long, long after the village had been abandoned, somebody had made access to this place, made a path, even dug a path in and out of the doors, and then had sealed the doors thoroughly. But even that had been a long time ago. Curious, he scanned the front facade. One of the metal window covers was loose. It was higher than his head, so he stood on his horse and pried at it. It gave a little bit. Encouraged, he shoved the handle of his kill club into the crack, and with a protesting whine, the cover suddenly sprang loose, startling Windsplitter, who moved off. Johnny held onto the ledge, his feet dangling. He pulled himself up. The transparent sheeting under the cover was still in place. He took his kill club and managed to hit it. The crash and tinkle of the stuff as it fell was shockingly loud in this quiet place. Experienced now with the cutting quality of this stuff, Johnny hung on to the ledge with one arm and cleaned up the jagged bits from one side of the frame and dusted off the ledge. He pulled himself through. The place was so dark that it took quite a while to see anything. Light was coming through in thin cracks where other windows remained covered. At length, his eyes adjusted and he dropped cautiously down into the huge room. Now that he was not blocking the window's light, he could see quite well. Dust and sand were only a filmy cover over things. There were tables and tables and tables, and chairs and chairs and chairs, all marshaled in orderly rows. But they were not the interesting things. Almost every wall was covered with shelving. The stacks of shelves even protruded out into the room. Somebody had covered them with a sheeting you could see through. Something lay under the sheeting on every shelf. Johnny approached cautiously. He carefully removed the fastenings to the sheeting and looked behind it. Queer, thick rectangles stood on these shelves, rows of them. At first he thought it was all one piece, and then he found that one could remove a single rectangle. He took one off the shelf. It almost fell to pieces in his hands. Awkwardly, he juggled to hold it together and then succeeded. What a strange object. It was a box that wasn't a box. The covers slid sideways away from each other, enclosing a packet of thin, remarkably thin, slices that had black marks on them. Lots of little, tiny black marks, all in orderly rows.